Today's episode, The River Runs Through It. Local and visitors alike almost take for granted the clear, cold, and clean water that flows from the Sierra creeks and streams. Pure Sierra water has a reputation that is squeaky clean. But in 1914, Owens Valley residents were probably shocked when they picked up the local newspaper and saw the headlines that proclaimed, "Owens River is Valley Sewer." The story in the paper went on how a prominent biologist, Dr. Ethel Leonard, who a few years earlier had been employed by the city of Los Angeles, claimed the ranches around Bishop, local slaughterhouses, and a poor working Bishop City sewer system all contributed to the Owens River being more of an outfall than a river. Dr. Leonard's remarks were presented as testimony in the lawsuit brought in Los Angeles to enjoin the city from delivering aqueduct water to consumers, alleging the water was unfit for human consumption. In the doctor's testimony, she stated, "Any domestic use of Owens River water as a source of domestic supply must be abandoned." The main contributors to the unhealthy water was the Long Valley Swamp, which is now covered by Crowley Lake. Apparently, the carcasses of hundreds of cattle that had died of anthrax had been deposited in that area and had, needless to say, contaminated the water. And the fact that the two water closets at the Georges Creek School were built directly on the creek, which flowed into the aqueduct 200 feet away, probably didn't help keep the water pristine either. A further review of documents show that reports of unhealthy water in the Owens River had surfaced fully 7 years earlier. Fish were reported dying in the Owens River 10 miles south of Laws, and it was suggested the cause was the black barnyard ooze seeping directly into the river from nearby farms and ranches. Well, it seems that all parties involved worked together and cleaned things up pretty quickly. Water here in the Owens Valley is among the purest found anywhere. Next time when the day is warm and your thirst is great, and you turn on the tap of your faucet, be thankful for the cool, clean stream that flows into your glass, and enjoy the good life found along El Camino Sierra.